Chapter 87. The Other Side. Clockwise, this dream. 18th century marble, winding, worn stone unevenly waxy, tones of smoker's phlegm caught in its depths, profiles of each step set with careful segments of something lifeless as plaster, patching old accidents. Like the scribed, transected, stapled sections of a beloved limb, returned from voyaging, surgery, disaster, a climb upstairs taller still than these. Westernmost, the spiral. Above the lobby, the stripes of Robert's shirt, the Turk's head atop the stapler, above the subtly rude equine monkey business in the desk's carved thicket, she climbs. To this floor unvisited, unknown, carpet flowered, faded, antediluvian, beneath incandescent bulbs, an archaic, controlled combustion of filaments. Walls hung with madly varied landscapes, unpeopled, each haunted, however dimly, by the spectral finger of the Burj Khalifa. And at the far end of a vast, perhaps endless room, in a pool of warm light, a figure, seated, in a suit of Klein blue. As it turns, pale fur, muzzle rouged, the wooden painted teeth. She wakes beside Gareth's slow breathing, in their darkened room, the sheets against her skin. This is Robertson Dean. We hope that you've enjoyed this production of Zero History by William Gibson. This program was executive produced by Patty Peruse and produced by Janet Stark. Zero History is a production of Penguin Audio, a member of Penguin Group USA, Inc., and Books on Tape. Copyright 2010, all rights reserved. The book, Zero History, is available wherever G.P. Putnam's Sons books are sold.